This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Unfortunately, each year in Australia, there are 1.1 million children who are living in poverty. So what does this mean for children at Christmas? Thankfully, there are organisations in Australia that help out families that are in need so that no Aussie kid ever feels left out at Christmas. And we are so delighted to welcome Anton, the General Manager from the Smith family, to tell us all about their Christmas toy drive. Welcome to Joy.
Merry Christmas, Tom. G'day, Mikey.
Hello. First and foremost, thank you for joining us on such a special day for us here.
25th of July, we're right on the right day. It's very real.
Smack on. Now, we're not the only ones giving away toys and gifts to people who might need them a little bit more than us. You guys are doing a lot of that.
The Smith family is huge into giving. Thanks to volunteering and generosity, we give at Christmas time. We give the hope of Christmas. And through our educational program, we give the hope of education.
I think it's so brilliant because kids that grow up without a Christmas, that's just such a taxing time in their lives, especially if you're down a couple of family members, and it's just so beautiful what you're doing. What part do you play in this?
Well, I'll tell you the story of one of our participants. So to set the scene, the Smith family is Australia's largest national charity focused on education. Later on, I'll tell you where we came from. But Eric said that when he was growing up in Australia, his sense of hope was non-existent. And the first experience of hope was when Smith family volunteers rocked up around Christmas and they gave his family, his brothers and himself, toys and books at Christmas time. And that was the first time that family had received gifts, and that gave him a sense of hope. Later on in his life, we brought him onto our scholarship program focused on education, and for 23 years, he and his little brothers went through year on year being sponsored and supported through their education. And his story now is that the Smith family gave him a sense of hope at Christmas, and it fulfilled his lifelong sense of hope because through education, he's unlocked his opportunities in life.
Wow. Because, I mean, us sitting here very lucky, we have got families that are still surrounding us, that Christmas time can be a very joyful time. But for a lot of people out there, it actually can be the most depressing time. And it is unfortunately times when families where domestic violence can increase. There's so much pressure. So I know as a parent, and I've been very poor at times, knowing that my kid's still going to get a present at Christmas. What makes your day better when you wake up?
100%, Tom. And this is where it all started. It starts, like all good Christmas stories, with a miracle.
Yes.
Five gents went into a pub. They were reflecting on their successful business year in 1922. And they had a chat about what they were going to enjoy with their family, all the joy and hope of what they could give their family. And to their credit, as volunteers, their mind went to kids who, through no fault of their own, were going to miss out. And they went out and did a bit of research and determined that they could take carloads of gifts to an orphanage. And that's exactly what they did. And in the good old days, you know, kids would write thank you notes. And the matron said to the business people, who should we write to? And the first man said, oh, I'm Mr. Smith. And the second man said, oh, I'm Mr. Smith too. And the third man said, we're the Smith family.
So they're trying to be... I mean, it's a lot of people out there who give money. They don't want their name associated, so they're giving generosity without having to worry about the recognition.
Totally.
So what we did is just say, hi, my name's Mr. Smith.
Yep. We're an apolitical, non-denominational, national charity. We're informed by the evidence. We're ruthful with all the money that we're given. And thanks to a lot of work from thousands of volunteers, we can distribute toys and books across Victoria every Christmas, and we can have children sponsored on our program. In fact, 48,000 children are on our scholarship program.
I was about to say, I'd love to read some figures here because they're just astonishing. I mean, more than 5,000 Victorian children receive toy and book packs ready for Christmas, more than 15,000 new toys and 10,000 new books were delivered in just Victoria alone. Looking at it nationally, 75,000 new toys and 50,000 new books were delivered. 1,800 volunteers helped sort, pack and deliver these gifts. That's over about 12,000 man hours.
It's full on, Mikey. And to Tom's point, the joy of Christmas, the happy times of birthdays are great times in a children's life. But through no fault, some kids miss out. Yeah. And that's just not fair. The Smith family believes that no kids should miss out. So when we're able to share toys and books at Christmas, or help students get their uniforms and graphic calculators. They're in, not out.
And nothing's more embarrassing for children who are turning up to school and they do know their uniform is not as new as maybe the ones they're sitting with, and all the other kids are coming to school with all these fandangle electronics. And, you know, the first thing, what did you get for Christmas?
Totally.
To say nothing must be knocking them down. Look, we've got 6 months to go until Christmas. How does this toy appeal work, and how can we get involved to make sure that no Australian children will be left out this Christmas?
Well, to Mikey's point, we gave away thousands of toys and books. This is an opportunity for all your listeners to simply go online, search for the Smith family. You'll see an opportunity /share Christmas.
Yep.
And you can give to our Christmas appeal, which helps us give toys and books at Christmas. And it also... So that's the joy of Christmas, and it also contributes to our educational program, which is giving a gift throughout the year for life.
Because I have seen on there that through the Smith family, we can actually sponsor a child as well, which is not like, you know, we're fostering and bringing them home. It's basically helping some child out there maybe pay for school excursions, books, making sure they've got school clothes. So we can actually sponsor a child that lives in this country.
That's right. The 48,000 children on our scholarship program are in loving households, but maybe reading, writing, English as a first language isn't home ground for those kids. And they tell us that having a sponsor, having somebody who cares about their education, really gives them a sense of purpose and a need to get up and go to school every day. And you know, you finish school, your options for future life are all the richer.
It's an Australian thing to give and to love, and you can do that at thesmithfamily.com.au. Anton, thank you so much for your time
today. Pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Spreading a brilliant message.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.